Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. I'm Pauline. Thanks for sharing your weekend with us.
Hi everyone, I'm Peter. It's Saturday, so you know what that means, right? It's time to review. Just think, we learned so much this week.
Oh, we sure did. Let's see, yesterday we learned about an interesting job. Do you remember what job that was?
Yes, Trina Travel has this job. She's a travel agent. She helps people plan trips. I learned a lot in this lesson, but that wasn't our only show this week. What else happened on our show this week?
Oh, well, poor James got really sick. He got food poisoning.
Oh, yeah. I hope that he's feeling better. So what about Monday and Tuesday this week? What did we learn about on those shows?
Oh, we talked about the place you put your money. Where is that, Peter?
Oh, under my pillow, of course.
Peter.
Okay, just kidding. Don't look under there. I think we all know where you should put your money. In a bank.
That's right. Well, of course, we also learned a lot of useful English words and phrases during these lessons. We'll review some of those today, too.
Yes, but first we get to go back and watch all of those great shows again together. Pay attention, we'll have some questions for you afterwards.
Okay, here we go.
James, please sit down. What's wrong?
I have a lot of money here. Where can I keep it? I need a good place.
You can give it to me. I can store it for you.
No, you might spend it. I can put it in my desk.
That's not a safe place. Someone may steal it.
I can go to the bank at lunchtime. A large amount of money is safe in the bank.
That's a good idea. Money in the bank can also earn interest.
I know. But it doesn't earn much interest.
Well, the bank is still a safe place.
True. Stealing money from a bank is not easy.
Hi, Matt. You look excited.
I am. I just sold my old car to a guy. He paid me in cash.
That's a lot of cash.
I know. At lunch, I'm going to deposit it into my bank account.
You'll probably have to wait in line.
I know.
I do online banking. I don't have to wait in line.
Well, you can't deposit cash with online banking.
That's true. But I can check my account and use bank services at any time.
But you must have available internet.
That isn't hard.
And when you need cash, you can't withdraw money from your computer.
I know. I still need to go to an ATM.
Or go to the bank.
Hi, James. Are you all right? You look terrible.
I feel terrible. After I ate, my stomach started to hurt. I may throw up.
What did you eat for lunch?
I ate a hamburger.
Was it cooked well?
No. The meat was pretty red.
Uh-oh. You probably have food poisoning.
What can I do? Should I take some medicine?
No, there really isn't any medicine for food poisoning. You should just drink water and not eat much.
But I want to get well fast.
You'll get better in a day or two. But if you don't, you should go see a doctor.
Okay, but I should go home now. I feel terrible.
So, what do you want for lunch today, Tina?
I don't know, Taylor. But I don't want a hamburger. James ate one yesterday and got food poisoning.
I know. He's still sick.
I'm afraid I'll get sick too.
Don't worry. I won't get sick, and neither will you. There are ways to protect ourselves.
I know. Washing your hands often is one way.
There are other things you can do to protect yourself.
Like what? Staying away from sick people?
Yes. Also, try not to touch your mouth, nose, or eyes. Those are places where germs can enter your body.
And you shouldn't share food with others.
Right. When you share food, you can share germs.
Yes, and we want to stay in good health.
Welcome, Trina.
Why, thank you, Alex.
Trina, you're a travel agent. Tell us about your job.
Yes, I plan vacations for people. I tailor trips just for them.
That sounds like fun. What does that include?
I arrange plane, train, and bus tickets. I book hotels for people too.
That helps a lot.
Yes, I want satisfied travelers.
What else do you do?
I give advice to travelers.
What kind of advice?
I suggest activities for them. I tell them about fun places.
That's useful information. They can plan better.
My job is to help travelers. They should have a good time on their trip.
That's great. Do you like your work, Trina?
I love it.
What fun lessons! Oh, but now, friends, it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. Peter and I will answer them here.
That's right. But make sure to be using your English at home if you can. One-word answers are okay, but try challenging yourself and use a whole sentence.
Let's try an easy question to practice with. What are you doing right now?
Teaching.
Peter, no one-word answers, remember?
Oh, right. Okay. Well, let's try again.
Okay, Peter, what are you doing right now?
I am teaching English today on our review show. Thanks for asking, Pauline.
You're welcome, Peter. Okay, now it's time to try answering some questions from our lessons. Make sure to use a full sentence answer, all right?
All right, well, let's start with the bank. I think that's very useful English. One of the words we learned has to do with my question. What's the word for taking money from a bank?
That's robbing a bank. Peter, why are you asking about stealing money?
Pauline, that's not what I meant. I'm talking about the word for taking money out of your own bank account when you need it.
Oh, right. Okay. You withdraw money from your account.
Very good. Yes, that's not stealing, robbing money. Okay, and then what's the word for putting money into your bank account?
Okay, so the opposite of withdraw. That is deposit. When you put money in the bank, you deposit money.
Very good, Pauline. All right, so now there is a machine you can use to withdraw money from your bank. What's the machine called? And here's a hint. It's just three letters.
ABC.
No.
I'm just kidding. I use these a lot. We're talking about an ATM.
Right. We use those around town and traveling as well. But just be careful when you use them. All right. Well, let's not forget about our interesting show yesterday about travel agents. Who do travel agents help?
They help travelers. Travel agents help travelers plan their trips. They help book flights and hotels, and they suggest activities to do.
Well, good thing James isn't traveling anytime soon with that food poisoning. He's going to be sick for a little while.
I know. Hopefully he's better by Monday. Well, friends, we hope you're feeling well today and enjoying your Saturday. We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back in just a minute.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Peter, what was one of your favorite shows this week?
Well, it wasn't my favorite because James got sick, but it is important to learn these words when we get food poisoning, how we feel.
Yeah, I agree. Talking about health is a very useful and important thing to learn as a student. But I think my favorite was learning about the travel agent job. I think that sounds like a really fun job.
Oh, you would be very good at that. Well, there were a lot of great lessons this week. And there are also some great features from our lessons, too. Isn't that right, Pauline?
That's true. I always love our features. There's Super Sentence Man, Jack's Files, so many different great ways to learn English together.
And on Saturdays, we can watch them together one more time. Okay, friends, let's do that right now. Pay attention. Let's go.
Oh, hello, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I was just looking in my wallet. I don't have any money. See? Well, I need to get some cash. A good place to get cash is the bank. I'm going to go there now.
When you need money, you can go to a bank. Banks are important places. They keep your money safe. Most people have at least one bank account. That is where you keep your money at the bank, in your account. You can have a savings account. That means you are saving your money in the bank. When you go to the bank, you can put money into your account. Or, if you need money, you can take money out of your account. Each month, the bank sends you a statement. It tells you how much money you have in your account. The people at the bank, called tellers, help you to put money into your account or take money out of it. They are usually very friendly and helpful. When you need money, you don't have to go to a bank. You can go to an ATM. That is a machine that gives you money from your account. Using an ATM is very convenient because there are ATMs in many places. But you must usually pay a little money to use an ATM. If you get your money at the bank, you don't have to pay any fee. That's nice.
Hi everyone, I'm back from the bank. I have money in my wallet. See? I like to have cash with me. Then I can buy things. But I have to be careful. It is easier to spend money than to make money. So we all have to be careful with our money. Alright, I have to go to the store for my wife. She gave me a list, and now I have money to buy things. See you next time, everyone. Goodbye.
What we say.
Oh, please.
day. Reduce, reuse, and recycle will help us to go green. Help us to go green. These things will help us to go green. These things will help us to go green.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about health, and here to answer my question is Dr. Cole Ahn. Hello Dr. Cole, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Now Dr. Cole, I have a question here from Isaac Harbour of Taipei, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Isaac writes, a few weeks ago, I was sick. I had a terrible stomach ache and a fever. I also threw up and had to go to the bathroom a lot. I thought it was food poisoning, but the doctor said it was a stomach virus. But how did he know?
Great question, Isaac. It can be hard to tell if you have a stomach virus or food poisoning. The symptoms for both can be very similar.
What are some of the symptoms?
Well, Isaac talked about a few of them. People with the stomach virus or food poisoning often throw up. They also go to the bathroom quite often. They might have stomach pains or a fever.
So, if the symptoms are so similar, how can someone tell if they had food poisoning or a stomach virus?
Well, symptoms of a stomach virus can take days to develop, but food poisoning symptoms can occur within 6 hours of eating.
Interesting.
People can usually guess that it's food poisoning if other people who ate the same food are also sick, or they ate food that are more likely to cause people to get sick.
You mean raw food, like raw meat, raw eggs, or raw seafood?
Yes. But if you are sick and you didn't eat anything strange, or if other people who ate the same food aren't sick, then it's mostly likely that you have a stomach virus. Also, stomach viruses pass from one person to another person quickly. So if you're sick, most likely someone else you know will also have the same virus.
Ah, so what can we do to stay healthy?
Well, wash your hands often. Many times people get sick because their hands are dirty and full of bacteria.
That's good advice.
Also, try not to eat raw food or part raw food. These foods can have a lot of germs and bacteria on them that can make you sick.
I see. Well, thanks for answering our question, Dr. Cole. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Max, we are going to finally make a meal.
That's right, Kurt. We are not going to be like the other college guys. They only go out to buy meals.
Yeah, just think, Max. If we start cooking and we get really good,
the girls will love us! Yeah! Okay, so, what should we make?
Let's make pizza.
That sounds like fun!
That sounds like a super sentence!
Super Sentence Man?
Yeah, it's me. I'm here because someone said that sounds like fun.
That was me. I said that.
Well, that was a super sentence. That was today's super sentence. In fact, that sounds like something. Do you want to give me some more? Does that sound like fun?
Huh? Sure. Okay. You're going hiking. That sounds like good exercise.
That sounds like good exercise? Do you have another one, Max?
You went on a picnic and then to the movies. That sounds like a nice day.
That sounds like a nice day. And what is the super sentence that you said just now?
That sounds like fun.
A super sentence every day will make your English great. And making a pizza doesn't only sound like fun, it is fun. First, you need to make some dough.
Dough?
Yes, with the water, flour, yeast, and salt.
Salt?
Yes, and then you spread the dough out to make a big pie.
Uh-huh.
Put some tomato sauce on the dough, and then some cheese and anything else you want. And then put it into the oven. What?
Kurt, do you know what I'm thinking?
Yes.
That sounds like too much work.
What? No, 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 it's easy.
I have an idea. Let's buy pizza instead.
Yeah.
Well, fine. I'll make a pizza. For myself.
See, Pauline, all those features were great and fun. I don't know what you were talking about.
I said they were fun, and they're hopefully helpful as well. Hopefully, friends, this helped you remember some of our key words and phrases we learned this week.
Well, don't worry. If you still can't remember every key word we learned this week, you can still remember most of them, and that's what's important.
Yeah, maybe you can pick a few to use in a conversation this weekend.
And if you are sick, at least you can use your English words. That's great. Maybe that will make you feel better. I'm sorry if you are sick.
Well, I hope all of you are feeling very well and that you have a really great weekend. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday with us. We enjoyed reviewing with you.
Now, friends, it's time. You've been great students. Now it's time to go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Go outside, see some friends, try new food.
We look forward to seeing you again next week. It's sure to be a fun time, so don't miss it. We'll be here waiting, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.